podcast production is perfect for parents. Why? Kasi wala siyang clock in and clock out time. So you can do it as long as you're able to deliver on time, yung within the deadline, you're okay, you're fine. Kahit na gawin mo yan habang dumidede yung anak mo or natutulog yung anak mo or kaya nagluluto ka and then you're just doing things on the side, you can do it. Why? Kasi ito yung klase ng trabaho na you can do it whenever you're available.
Thinking of having your own podcast? Check out anchor.fm. It's the easiest way to make one and it's what I use for my podcast. What is life like for a military family? Hello, troopers! Welcome to the Afterthought on the Military Family Podcast, where you will hear stories straight from a military wife. And I am your host, Mommy Rich. Excited to explore adventures as a military family? Let's get started! Good day, troopers, wherever you are in the world. In celebration of International Podcast Month, I am pleased to feature people who inspire me to explore the opportunities of podcast management. And as a military spouse, flexibility of time is of the essence. And podcast management or podcast services is one job out there that offers this. Pero what does it have to do with today's episode? Let's find out how our guest enjoys her time in the podcast management industry. She is a beautiful wife, a loving mother, an entrepreneur, and a full-time customer support manager of Zencastr, a very useful tool for quality-conscious podcasters. Not only that, she is the creator of the first podcast virtual assistant Facebook community in the Philippines, which is called Podcast VAs Philippines. And she is now an owner of a fast-growing podcast agency. Please welcome Miss Nalene Matugas!
Hello po sa inyong lahat. Wherever you are in the world, I hope that you are okay. Whether you are with your loved one, your husband, your spouse right now, or away, because I'm guessing that's how the setup is. Sometimes you are together, sometimes malayo kayo sa isa't isa. So I hope you are all fine and tuloy lang, pakatatag lang.
Troopers, as very obvious naman, our special guest, si Ma'am Shnilin, I call her Ma'am Shnilin, she's an empowered woman. Talagang for me, this is a privilege na ma-feature kita at pumayag ka na mag-guest sa ating podcast, sa aking podcast. And I'm just so happy that the rest of our troopers, our military spouse, military moms, veterans can listen to your story and your journey, of course, in the podcast industry. So, lagi kong unang tanong talaga is yung, syempre, dun tayo sa umpisang-umpisa. Kumbaga, yung humble beginnings. So, pwede mo bang i-share sa akin, Ma'am Shi, at sa ating mga listeners, ano ba si Nalene, bago pa ang word na podcast sa mundo? Ano ba si Nalene? Diyosa ito eh. Alam ko, Diyosa.
Gustong-gusto ko yung term mo na humble beginnings kasi lagi ko yung ginagamit pag alam naman natin sa Facebook, di ba, a few years from now, talagang when you look back, matutuwa ka, oh, this was my humble beginning. So, that word, that phrase takes me back to the humble beginnings that I had to. Ako ay panganay sa apat na magkakapatid. Alam ni Mami Reg at ng mga kasamahan ko sa podcast community na ako ay anak ng isang pastor at ng isang pastora, actually. At lumaki kami sa, let's call it a challenged, financially challenged lifestyle. Lifestyle ba matatawag yun? So growing up, it was never easy. Lahat ng mga hinihingi namin sa magulang namin, hindi namin basta-basta nahihingi. At ang nabibigay nila ay hindi luho kung hindi yung mga pangangailangan namin. So that was one of the ambitions, is to be able to have a better life. Pagtanda ko, magiging ano, I would have a better life than this. Parang ganun yung naging ano siya, driving force ng buhay ko. For some reason, napadpad ako sa Metro Manila, and that's how all these started. Naghanap ako ng work online. Oh no, not online, but sa call center. At kung bago kang ano, salta sa call center, hindi ka basta-basta nakakapasok. So that's what happened to me. Dumaan muna ako sa training ng TESDA, tinatawag nila dating technical course for call center agents. After that, I had 7 failed call center applications.
Talagang nabilang mo, ha?
Nabilang ko. Actually, 6th pala, kasi yung 7th, yun yung pumasa ko. Kaya they say 7 is the number of perfection, and I think that symbolizes ano, the 6th failed attempt.
Call center ba talaga agad yung parang, sige, pagdating ko ng Manila, magko-call center ako. Yun ba talaga yung in-name mo? O at the time ba, yun kasi yung parang trending?
No, I was supposed to be an intern kasi dapat magiging pastora din ako. Kasi ang course na tinake ko is theology. So, nagka-problema dahil dapat ang pasukan ay June. Medyo matigas ang ulo ko. Bumalik ako ng Manila for internship August na. So, medyo hindi natuwa yung admin ng school na I was like doing things my own way. Right. So, kaya sabi kong habang hindi ako intern, maghanap na lang muna ako ng work. After mga ilang attempts na hindi ako na-accept, lugmok na ako, hindi ako pumapasa sa call center. So sabi ko, hanap ako ng iba doon sa kakilala ko, baka matulungan niya ako. So my very first job was inventory assistant for a retail company.
Inventory assistant. So you were referred by a friend?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So wala ka namang kaalam-alam sa inventory? I mean, doon sa klase ng trabaho?
Mm-mm, tama. And then after nun, ano na lang, after 3 months, nagtuloy ako sa pag-apply ng call center.
Okay.
That's when I got hired. So, nung nasa training na kami sa call center, may isa sa amin na during the first week pa lang yata, nag-resign. Sabi niya, magre-resign ako kasi nakahanap ako ng home-based job, sabi niya.
Oh.
That was the very first time I heard about it. Hindi na siya nawala sa ano ko.
Sa isip mo.
Sa kukote ko.
What year was
sa isip
this
ko, sa puso ko.
Naaalala mo, anong taon?
This ito? Was in, 2009.
Okay. At ito yung, well, sabi mo nga, hindi first time mo siyang nadinig. So, medyo hindi pa to ganun ka-popular talaga sa Philippines.
Yes, hindi pa. At ano lang ito, dati ESL ito, English as a secondary language na ano, yung online teacher.
Right, right.
So yun lang yon. So simula no, nag-Google ako.
Okay.
Kasi Google pa lang meron noon.
Yes.
Nalaman ko na pwede pala na gamitin ko yung experience ko as a customer service rep para makahanap ng online job. And that would be very convenient for me, sabi ko, kasi makaka-uwi na ako sa amin, doon ako makakapagtrabaho.
Oh, very interesting. Naaalala mo pa ba, Mams, kung magkano yung sweldo mo at that time?
Oh, yes. $3 per hour.
Per hour. And then how many hours in a day do you work?
Full-time ito. Basta pag customer service rep, most of the ano is full-time. So 40 hours a week?
Uh-huh.
80 hours every cut-off.
Right.
Ganun. And I was with this client for almost 7 years.
Ay, wow, ang tagal.
Yeah, very stable.
That's nice. And this client of yours was based where?
She was based in California.
So, US. Ah, so grabe nung palang mga panahon na yan. Talagang nag-hire na talaga international yung mga nasa Western countries. They hire people, for example, from the Philippines for their businesses. Oh, very interesting. You were working for this client, you said, for almost 7 years. So that was from what year to what year?
2012 to 2019. Around 2019.
I see. Ba? Matagal din, ha? And all throughout your work for this client, sa customer service support talaga?
Yes. Phone support ito. And then, nag-take na rin ako ng escalated calls, supervisory calls, ganon. And nag-training pag may mga bagong ano. So, doon talaga yung pinaka-base experience ko. When you ask me about my niche, kung sinasabi nila, ang sinasabi ko talaga is, my number one niche talaga is customer support. Doon talaga ako experienced, kumbaga. And then from there, nag-ugat-ugat na lang siya, nagsanga-sanga sa mga iba't iba pang mga bagay na inaral ko din. And then I was able to, sabi nga ni Mary, all those experiences into podcast management.
Dahil ginamit mo yung keyword na Mary, bago natin yan i-marry sa next journey mo, medyo isisingit ko lang yung tungkol naman sa married life mo. O, di ba? Naipasok ko talaga yon. So, syempre, I'm curious, while you were starting, were you still single at that time? Were you in a relationship? Were you married? What was your marital status when it was way back in 2008, if I remember it right, when you started, di ba?
Yeah.
So, what was your status at that time?
Ano na, kami na ni Day, ng asawa ko ngayon.
So, Jowa Bells mo na siya.
Jowa Bells na. Tapos, hindi ko na siya pinakawalan.
Bakit ang kinikilig?
So, kami na. And then, all throughout my journey, he has seen me. Like, when I started, nung nalugmok ako na hindi ako natatanggap, nung down ako kasi I want a better career position, he has seen me grow. Parang ganun, yeah.
He has witnessed everything talaga. Okay, but at that time, you were only boyfriend and girlfriend. And
yes,
he has his own career as well?
Yes. Well, we were both volunteers sa church. So, most of his time was spent there. And then we were together for mga 4 years. Mm-hmm. 4 years later in 2012, we got married. And then a year later, we had Nate, 2014. A year and a half later na naman, nag-abroad siya. So, may LDR story kami.
Ay, yeah.
Nag-abroad siya sa Saudi ng 3 years, mahigit.
Ay, wow. O, sige. Nako, see, troopers. O, diba? Ma'am Shnilin is not a military spouse. She is also not a military mom. Pero, this is one of the reasons why I love guesting empowered women. Because one thing's for sure, we get to relate to them. Us, or military spouses like me, and other, you know, characters, I would say, inside the military community can actually relate in your situation. So, yung LDR na yan, naku, suki ako dyan.
Hindi siya nakakatawa.
2012, medyo balikan lang natin ng konti, Ma'am Shnilin, ha. Pakiligin natin yung troopers natin ng bonggam-bongga. So, 2012, you got married. And then, sabi mo nga, di ba, a year after, baka produkto pa ito ng honeymoon, hindi natin alam. Siguro pang limang honeymoon ito. So, nagka-baby na agad kayo at andyan na nga si Nate. 2012, I remember, yan na yung nasa call center ka na home base. Di ba?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay lang bang malaman bakit kayo humantong sa desisyon na kinakailangang mag-OFW ni husband?
With a growing family, hindi mo may iwasan na the pressure is mas tumataas yung pressure. Kapag may anak ka na, parang nag-iiba, parang nag-180 degree ang feeling mo sa responsibilidad mo. So, I feel like ganun yung naramdaman ni Dane nung time na yun. Isa ko dun sa mga magulang or mga babae na majority of the time I was earning more. And a lot of men do not feel, yung parang medyo hindi okay sa ganyan. Parang, I'm not saying that it's bad. Parang lang, feeling nila they are responsible for the finances of the family. And so to have a wife who has more income than you, medyo mahirap sa kanila. I mean, we were able to pull that kind of setup for a very long time. Pero I think that there was something also in Dane na gusto niyang ma-fulfill. At I think yung pagpunta sa abroad, yung naging paraan niya para ma-fulfill yung growth niya rin sa career niya. So yun ang nangyari. And it was never easy. Like hindi madali na. No? And Nate was only a year and a half year old that time. Masakit siya, malungkot at saka... But when you look back now, na magkasama na kami uli, natutuwa kami kasi parang sinabi namin na it was a perfect opportunity for us to grow apart.
Apart at this,
yeah, like grow like individually. Together, yes.
Grow together, yes. But apart. Kasi physical.
Yes.
Diba? Okay lang ba? Can you share with us what were the challenges during the 3 years of long distance relationship with your husband? Why was it so difficult for you?
Yung ilang taon ba kami magkasama? Since 2008, magkasama na kami. So 2008 until 2015, we were together. Like madalas talaga kami magkasama. So the companionship, yun ang unang nawala sa akin noon. At pagsanay ka na yung taong yan yung kasama mo, hindi ka, like everywhere you go, you want that person to be with you. Kasi yung parang...
Oh, yeah.
Gusto mo ma-experience na experience niya. On the other hand also, siya din doon, yung mga bagong mga bagay na na-experience, kami din yung naiisip niya. So, hindi masaya yung, yung gusto mong kasama sa pinupuntahan mo, hindi mo kasama. So, that's definitely number one. Physical attachment is number one challenge. Number two is parenting. I was raising Nate on my own.
By yourself.
By myself, with my family, and with his mom. So like, adjustment, and then maliit pa siya, and then we had to adjust sa breastfeeding state kasi hindi pwedeng mag-ingay pag dumidede. So after dumidede, lipat na. Hanap ng mga yaya back and forth, and then, yeah. Ayoko nang balikan. Ayoko nang balikan. Mahirap siya. Mm-mm.
But then, na-pull through nyo. And ngayon nga, well, 3 years yon. Though parang sa iba, maiksi lang naman yung 3 years. Mabilis lang ang panahon. Hindi kayo. Mahirap kayo. Okay. So, fast forward na tayo. Husband is back. And you are, kumbaga parang, hanggang 2019, you said client mo itong, yung sa call center, home-based, mm-hmm. right? So what happened after that? Was there any career change, if I can put it that way?
I think the right question would have been, what happened before you left? Kasi yun ang determining factor, kaya ako umalis. So, pag going 7 years, right, sabi kong, I cannot be taking calls forever. Parang nag-feeling ko, naging stagnant ako sa career ko. So, parang sabi kong, gusto ko ng ibang trabaho, yung hindi naman ako nag-calls, yung hindi naman ako minumura, yung hindi naman ako sinisigawan ng mga kung sino-sinong taong hindi ko kakilala. Kasi minsan manginginig ka na sa galit, tapos you still have to empathize and say, I understand where you're coming from. Nakakainis. So yun ang naging rason kaya ako umalis. Hindi ko na kinaya yung stress na dala ng voice customer support.
Okay.
So I was like, pag nagstay ako dito, walang mangyayari sa akin. So I really have to take a leap of faith, trust God, and start looking for another client. So yun ang nangyari.
Oh.
So I left. There was definitely career growth, career change. Nakahanap ako ng non-voice na mga trabaho na gusto ko. Nagsimula ako as a virtual assistant for a podcaster. Then I learned the ropes of podcast production from him. And then after that, I had another client who was a who taught me project management naman.
Oh, like, wow.
The full podcast project management na sobrang nagamit ko sa podcast production. And then, before that, nag-volunteer din ako sa FH Moms, yung fellow community. Yes. Ano din natin. Nag-volunteer ako as a writer. Tumulong ako mag-build ng website nila. So all these different little experiences at kasama na rin ng mga maliliit na mga courses na tinake ko, nagamit ko silang lahat sa career na gusto ko ngayon, na minahal ko na talaga, which is podcast production.
Yes, wow, that's so nice. Yung na-mention mo, Momsh, na nagkaroon ka ng client na podcaster, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So ito, nahanap mo lang din siya online. And you were a yes. virtual assistant, but you didn't have a VA, well, specific experience. Diba? Tama mm-hmm. ba ako? Kasi from call yeah. center, diba? And then, ito yung first exposure mo sa podcasting. Itong client
yes.
na to.
Mm-mm.
So, as a VA, chapsuy-chapsuy na yung mga trabaho na nagawa mo for that client. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See? Mm-mm. Okay. And then, nagkaroon ka pa ng isang client, pero hindi podcasting.
Hindi. Project management ito. Ang ginagawa, ang product namin was a video animation for an ad. So, production pa rin. Media production pa rin. Pero full production yung ginagawa ko. So, parang as soon as they order, ako nagpa-process ng onboarding hanggang sa pag-designate ng mga trabaho sa mga video creators, sa mga scriptwriters, voiceover artists, and until ma-deliver ko sa client yung ano. So, it's like, Lord, ang galing mo.
I agree. Ang galing. As in, ang galing talaga nung pagkakabigay sa'yo ng opportunity because you were very exposed with the rest of the skills of other job descriptions. Was that the turning point na nag-decide ka na mag-niche down na sige, magpo-podcast, maghahanap na lang ako ng client sa podcast industry? Yun na ba yun? O may iba pang nangyari?
May iba pang nangyari. Nakapasok ako sa Zencaster.
I guess this is the time for you to share how Zencaster became part of your life.
Meron akong katrabaho doon sa 7 years sa first job ko. Meron akong katrabaho doon na umalis na rin sa company. And then, she had another job, online job pa rin. Itong katrabaho na to, we don't chat very often. Parang nakikita lang namin yung isa't isa sa Facebook. All of a sudden, she messaged me and she was like, I have a boss who is looking for someone in customer support who has a knowledge in podcasting. So siguro dahil nakikita niya yung mga post ko. So sabi ko, are you trying to refer me or do you want me to refer someone else? Sabi niya, ikaw, sabi niya. E di sabi ko, okay, sige, try ko. And then I've never heard of Zencaster before that. Sige, nagpasa pa rin ako, nagpasa. At that time, very startup pa lang ang Zencaster. There were only about 10 to 15 people because I was the 15th yata. I was the 15th employee. So, napakatagal ng back and forth. So, parang I was like, hindi yata ako makukuha or whatever. Okay, it's fine, it's okay. And then I think a month and a half later, binalikan ako ni Josh, yung CEO namin, at sabi, tinatanong na ako ng ano. Oh, okay! And then I worked with Zencaster for 5 months, that's when I decided, oh, podcasting is for me. Ito na talaga. I'm gonna embrace podcasting now. That's why I started Podcast VAs Philippines.
This podcast is powered by Anchor.fm. Making a podcast is free and easy with Anchor.fm. Can you tell us more about it, Mom? How did you even think of starting with the community in Facebook? What led you to actually... Bakit nga ba hindi ako magtayo ng Facebook community for podcast VAs?
Okay, the reason is because one time I was trying to search sa Facebook kasi lumalago na yung mga Facebook communities. Unlike when I started in 2012, parang wala talaga.
Yes.
So sabi kong, naghahanap pa na. Sabi ko, parang wala pa ako nakikitang community ng podcast managers. Like maraming community ng virtual assistants. Maraming community ng mga writers, ng mga kung ano-ano pa. But pag nag-search ako, Filipino community for podcaster, podcast producers, or podcast managers, ang dami kong keyword noon. Podcast VAs, podcast virtual assistants. Wala akong mahanap.
Wala talaga.
Sabi ko, wala akong mahanap. So I was like, ang sabi ko is, maybe I know enough to start a group. Sabi ko, walang tiwala sa sarili, di ba? Okay, maybe I know enough to start a Facebook group about podcast VAs and podcasters, di ba? Aspirants. So, ang pinakaunang minarket ko itong ano na to, group na to is sa mga friends ko lang na freelancer sa Facebook. And then, because sabi ko nga kila Eloy, I think large part of it is the name itself. Mabilis siyang hanapin. So, kaya maraming ano, nakasali sa group by just searching.
Was that the original name that you've thought of talaga?
Yes, talaga ito na talaga siya. Mm-mm.
Ang galing naman. Samantalang yung, alam mo yun, like ngayon, sa mga panahon ngayon, parang pahirapan pa yung pag-iisip ng magandang name. Kasi nga, ang dami na. But in your case, talagang yun yung original name. Ayan. So, siguro ma'am, siyang itatanong ko sa'yo ay, kumusta yung, I know ang sinabi mo nga, ang mga una mong naging parang members dyan ay yung mga friendships mo sa freelance community. Naaalala mo ba initially kung mga ilan lang muna, tapos was there a time na parang nagkaroon ng surge ng pagdagdag ng mga members?
Ah, yes! Nakakakilig naman yung surge na yan. Parang COVID lang. Charot! Yes, ang unang kasi ang ginawa ko is in-advertise ko muna siya as private. Tapos sabi ko, I'm still working on the materials that I can that we all can use and ano, discuss amongst ourselves sa group. And then but feel free to request to join, and then as soon as the group is ready, I will accept you. So parang nag-pile up muna yung ilan sa mga ano friends ko doon. Siguro there were below 50 for sure. And then after that, week after week, sabi ko, sino to? Tinitingnan ko yung mga member request. Sino to? Parang hindi ko na sila kilala. And then a month later, parang hindi na, there's not a day anymore na walang nagre-request ng membership.
Wow.
Ano sabi ko, ay, nasungkit ko talaga ang SEO this time. Kasi talagang iyon talaga yon, nagsisearch talaga sila. So nakakatawa na hanggang ngayon, meron pa rin mga umaattend, nag-member request.
Was there ever a time that you felt burned out with all of the things that you are handling? And itong community na ito, did you ever feel like letting it go?
Oh yes, for sure. Pag napapagod ako, I would always go incognito. Hindi ako magpo-post, wala. Parang mag-a-approve lang ako ng mga post ng mga tao and then I leave, parang ganun. Or kaya naman yung kasama ko sa team ko, sila na lang nagpo-post ng mga scheduled na mga posts doon, sila nag-aayos. But me, wala masyado. Those are the times na either sobrang busy ko or hindi ko na talaga maisingit yung community sa schedule ko. Or kaya naman, I just needed time for myself.
Of course, kasi importante po rin naman ang ano, self-love, diba? I am actually a member of Podcast VA Philippines because I am a military spouse. I am trying to look for a home-based job. And if I may just say, Momshi, wala akong idea before kung ano ang podcasting. And then parang I saw your guides in the group and I felt like this is so easy to understand. Parang sabi ko, si Nilin ay super, alam mo yun, parang ang galing ng pagkakagawa kasi it's very user-friendly. It's a newbie-friendly as well. Okay, so eto na. ito yung sobra akong nagtataka, Ma'am Shay. Saan ka nakakahanap ng oras? Siguro yung oras na lang. Hindi na yung lakas kasi nga lumalaban talaga eh. Ito nga na napapaisip ako. Saan ka nakakahanap ng oras that you have a full-time job but then at the same time you're handling a community and then you are a podcast agency owner? And I know recently because I saw your post,
yes.
Your husband is now an entrepreneur. You have a business pa. So, how do you juggle your time? I'm sure a lot of military spouses would be very interested to know as well.
Okay, how do you juggle your time? I think that is the question that I ask myself too. Joke lang. Ang daming nagtatanong sa akin yan. Siguro because of my online presence, sa dami kong ginagawa. But a lot of it is because of my support system. If I'm being honest, di ako magaling magluto. Like, you can trust me on podcast production, pero not sa pagluluto. So, I have people who understand that, na hindi ako magaling na housewife, and I want to excel as a career woman. And they understand that. So, malaking bagay yun, kasi natutulungan nila ako pagdating sa household management. So, that's a lot of things taken out of my plate already, and a lot of time I can take back for myself. Secondly is, maliban sa support system ko, pamilya ko, I have a team now. So, hindi naging madali yung transition nila because they all started from zero too, and I had to train them, each of them. I would do video tutorials specifically for them, and then I would slowly give them different tasks until I feel confident na kaya na nila, and then sila na ang gumagawa noon. How many people do I have now on my team? 7? 8?
Wow! Is it okay to know paano bang distribution on how many editors do you have? How many copywriters do you have?
I have 3 copywriters now.
Okay.
So, ang designation nila is per client. Tapos, meron akong video and audio editors. And then, meron akong tinitrain talaga into project management. Because my ultimate goal is ako na lang magko-close ng sale.
Yes.
And then the rest after onboarding is I can give it to the others. Pero sa ngayon, the team is just like slowly growing and I am perfectly fine with that. So ngayon, ang mga bagay na kailangang pagdesisyonan sa akin pa nila binibigay. Pero like audio editing, transcription, creating the social media graphics and audiograms and all that, posting sa social media, sa podcast, they cover that for me too. So ang gagawin ko na lang is to ask and delegate tasks. And that's because I learned from project management that that's the only way I can leverage. So kaya naging ganun yung process namin.
Pero Momsh, diba? I mean, for sure, when you started, you were a one-man team. And I'm sure the challenges and the struggles of doing everything on your own is existing at that time. How many years, if we can probably be more specific, bago ka nagkaroon talaga ng team of your own?
No, not really all me. Siguro the first year was all me. And then I was learning. And then the next year, I trained one person, yung kapatid ko. And then after her, meron uli akong bagong tinrain a year later. And then I trained, tuloy-tuloy lang sa pagtitrain. Hanggang sa feeling ko, you can only challenge your team if you give them more and if you trust them with more. So parang ganun yung nangyari. And then, kung sa tingin ko ay kaya ng bandwidth namin na mag-take on more client, we would take on more client. Or kaya naman. That's why we are not actively like really advertising. Kasi I myself can only take this amount of client. And until I can give everything to that person, ako ang gagawa. So parang hinay-hinay lang. Kumbaga kasi may full-time pa nga ako.
Oo, pumipreno ka muna ng paunti. Kasi alam mo, sabi mo nga, di ba, baka dyan ka naman ma-burn out, sayang naman yung mga opportunities pagka ganun. Tsaka ang health natin, kailangan lagi tayong freshness. Ganyan. Madako na tayo ngayon sa ano, sa, na-mention mo yung tungkol nga sa pagkukuha ng client, hindi kayo ganun ka-aggressive. And that is actually perfectly okay. Was there ever a time wherein nahirapan ka namang kumuha ng client? You know for a fact na kapag naging aggressive ka, most likely may makukuha talaga eh. Was there a challenge to actually close a deal with a client?
Oh yes, for sure. Kasi right now, ang ano namin is majority of our clients are from referrals. That's why hindi kami actively ano looking. Kaya masaya ako na nakapag-value pod ako kasi parang yung value pod yung nag-ignite sa akin into the agency route talaga. So, yeah, merong mga proposals na hindi yes ang naging ano, na ghost kumbaga. And because we are like okay, ano lang, parang yun nga laging dapat may ano, may bandwidth tayo na hindi tayo yung sobrang punong-puno. So hindi ako nagfo-follow up. Eloy, kung naririnig mo to, I have a good reason why I don't do that. Hindi ako nagfo-follow up sa kanila. Parang, for now, I trust in the process na if it's a no, it's a no for now. And if tayo talaga yung meant to be, to work together, then maybe one day we will work together again.
Okay, so siguro, ang gusto ko na lang natin na medyo i-focus on right now, Momsh, is yung tungkol sa napakagandang bagong features ng Zencastr. If it's okay, Momsh Nilin, I would really want you to tell us more about it.
Yes. Oh my goodness. You know what? It took years for us to go to get here. Talagang nakikita namin yung mga dev teams namin. Talagang fruit of effort, kumbaga, itong bagong mukha ng Zencastr, and it's always for the benefit of the podcasters yung iniisip ng ano, ng Zencastr. So, ano ba ang pain points ng podcasters ngayon? It's the fact that podcasters record here, look for the guests there, edit here, create the audiograms there. Wala pa tayong one stop ano, wala pa yan ang ano pain points. And what does that mean for a podcaster? It means subscriptions here and there, gastos. So yan ang isa sa mga bagay kaya naging byproduct itong meron kami ngayon, no? It was definitely for the benefit of the podcasters, like how can we make the podcasters' lives easier? So yun ang ano, ang tanong. And we ended up with this. It was podcast redefined, as we like to call it. So you can just talk more, say more, work less. The goal is for Zencastr na maging parang ano siya, parang one-stop shop siya, kumbaga. Parang Anchor, kung if you like to call it. Diba si Anchor is, there is a place to record in Anchor. And then after mo mag-record, pwedeng dun ka na rin mag-upload, dun ka na rin mag-edit, dun ka na rin mag-post. So parang ganun yung naging inspiration niya para mas kumonte yung tools na ginagamit ng podcasters sa process nila. Kasi sobrang dami ng tools na ginagamit natin sa podcast process natin ngayon. So yes, so now nakakakilig. Nakakakilig kasi it's finally here. We are, may mga pagbagong release, may mga bugs here and there, hindi may iwasan. But one thing is for sure is that talagang as soon as that issue surfaces, is sinisurface din namin kami sa support, sa dev teams namin para it could hopefully be fixed as soon as possible. So yon, we are still have a lot of things in the pipeline, some things I cannot disclose yet. Pero as soon as it is available for the public, I will make sure to let everyone know also because I'm just, nakaka-proud lang.
I'm very excited with all these new features that Zencastr offers. And as I mentioned earlier, as of to date, I have, I think, more than 20 episodes. And all of my 20 episodes, including my trailer, my intros, my ad reads and stuff, were all recorded in Zencastr. And why would I look elsewhere? Having this kind of platform is very helpful to a newbie like me. Troopers, I am not a professional podcaster. I only started my podcast show in May of this year. And I'm just, you know, I'm in awe with how user-friendly Zencastr is. And with this new interface, I already mentioned to you, Mom Schnilleen, that I love the dark interface because for people who have migraines like me, the black facade is super helpful. And if I may just add, Mom Schnilleen, ha, I'm only using for now the free plan. I haven't even started using the paid plans, diba? It's very it's pocket friendly, I would say. The price options are very reasonable. Kung titingnan mo the package that you have, that you offer in every price plan, it's very affordable, kung totoosin. So I really can't wait to try it for myself, yung mga added features. But the video alone, the video quality alone, I super love it. And ang isang medyo ini-explore ko pala, Mom, while I was looking through the new feature, is you have the option now to, yun nga, yung sa video format na meron, diba, parang pwedeng sa gitna or nasa side. So you have that, na parang, that's also being offered in the free plan.
You know what? May share ko lang, ang humble beginning ng Zencastr was, Zencastr was just an online recorder before. Like, hindi tayo nakakapag-usap sa Zencastr. That's how it started. So parang you needed Skype, tapos punta na lang kayo sa Zencastr para sabay kayong ma-record. Ganon ang start niya. And then, unti-unti na lang na-integrate yung voice over IP na sa Zencastr pwede na kayo mag-usap ganyan, and then added na lang itong lahat, like Zencastr keeps on thinking how they can continue to make the podcasters' lives.
Okay, so ha, siguro tatawid na ako, Ma'am, sa ano, hihingi na ako ng advice from you. Do you think military spouses or people from the military can actually be part or have a space in the podcast management industry?
Oh, yes, for sure. Military wife is just an added feature din. Parang, kumbaga, to your name, like an added title to your name. But before you became a military wife, you also were doing something else. And what is that something else? Yung mga iba dyan, mga experience nyo na knowingly or unknowingly, siguro, hindi mo pa alam, pwede mo pa lang magamit sa podcast industry. Who knows? So let me cite an example. Ha. Were you a secretary in the past? Were you working in the office as a secretary or an office clerk? Alam mo ba na yung mga paperworks na ginagawa mo doon or kaya mga online stuff na ginagawa mo is something that you can actually move into podcasting also by ano ka ba, nagta-type ka, nagsusulat ka ba ng mga kung ano, nung mga letters doon for the mayor or I don't know. Yung mga kasi podcast production is napakalawak. So, yung mga experience mo, sometimes hindi mo alam, pwede pala, pasok pala sa banga, hindi mo palang, you just did not have that eureka moment yet. And that's why there is a community to make you realize, oh, ito pwede ko pala tong magamit para dito sa industry na to, para sa niche na ito. So yes, I'm definitely like you and Krish, na you found your way into the podcast community and the the podcast ano, production. You are a military wife for a reason. Wala kayong inaayawan. Correct. So yes, for sure.
Wow, thank you naman dyan, Mom. Do you also have the same advice for, let's say, yung mga military moms, yung mga stay-home moms? It doesn't have to be just military. I know there's a lot of mothers out there na, let's just put it na wala talaga silang work experience before. And all they did was, you know, being a responsible parent and, you know, taking care of their spouses. Pero dahil gusto nilang makatulong, and ganyan din usually sa military eh. Marami sa amin na we don't have time to actually go out to work. And we just have to take care of our kids and, you know, the house. So, meron din ba kaming, well, hindi pala ako kasama kasi spouse pala ako. Malalaki na pala yung mga anak ko. Pero meron din bang pwedeng maging trabaho kapag wala pang masyadong work experience?
Definitely. Ang nakakatuwa kasi for moms like us, if we want something and it is for the family, we would do whatever it takes. So, oo, newbie ka, pero does that make you an exception para magkaroon ng online job? No. What do you need? You just need to be able to have a head start. And what are these head starts that you can use? These courses or kaya free materials that you can learn online. Of course, hindi naman tayo bigla-bigla na lang na overnight success, di ba? Pero how many hours can you allocate so that you can give yourself a time to learn? Kasi freelancing online job is iba siya. Parang siyang Mars. Pwedeng tirhan, pero hindi mo lang alam dahil nasanay ka sa Earth. Parang ganun siya. So, you just have to learn the ins and outs of Mars, which is the online freelancing, for you to be able to apply also. And marami na tayo ngayong mga online resources, paid and unpaid, that you can use to start learning from them. And ang sabi nga ni Se is, podcast production is perfect for parents. Why? Kasi wala siyang clock in and clock out time. So you can do it as long as you're able to deliver on time, yung within the deadline, you're okay, you're fine. Kahit na gawin mo yan habang dumidede yung anak mo or natutulog yung anak mo or kaya nagluluto ka and then you're just doing things on the side. You can do it. Why? Kasi ito yung klase ng trabaho na you can do it whenever you're available. So yan.
Ay, very well said, Momsh. I super love it. Totoo naman yun talaga. Kinakailangan lang ng commitment and your willingness to unlearn and then learn para makuha mo talaga yung mga skills specifically for podcast services or podcast management. So, thank you for that wonderful advice for both military moms and regular moms and, you know, spouses na lost pa din sila hanggang ngayon. Kasi naramdaman ko yan before eh. That's why napadpad ako sa podcast Podcast VA's Philippines talaga eh. Dahil I felt lost and then I was found. So now, Momsh, I am giving you the floor to please promote all your businesses and the community and of course Zencaster. Please feel free to share all these opportunities to our troopers.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, first of all. And alam mo, minsan nagka-cringe pa ako pag sinasabing entrepreneur or business because I've been an employee for a very, 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 very long time. And so I have that employee mindset. So this is new also. And to be called an entrepreneur and kinilig. But yes, if you think and if you feel that podcasting and podcast production is for you, and if you want to experience and be in the community that we have, which is a very close community of podcast producers and managers, please join us. Ipa-plug ko na rin yung Value Pod, o di ba? Podcast VAs Philippines on Facebook and Value Pod. Nandyan lang kami, mabilis kaming hanapin. And then, of course, if you are a podcaster looking for a perfect tool to guest or to record with your guests and not worry about the quality of your audio and your video after you record dahil medyo nag-on and off yung nafa-fluctuate ang iyong internet, Zencastr is for you because we record locally and so internet connection is not going to affect the quality of your recording. And if you are looking for printing services, we are also offering Exceptional Clothing, ang name ng aming ano, bagong venture ngayon. We offer any clothing creation, customization needs for anyone in the Philippines. So yeah, I am everywhere. You can look at, you can find me on Facebook. And yeah, if you need help with anything, and if that's something that I know and I can help with, I'm happy to help. Salamat!
I just want to say thank you so much, Mom Chanelline, for making time. And I value your presence. I value your assistance and all the learnings that I continuously get from you and the community. So thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mami Reg. I'm so happy that ako ang naging guiding light mo para sa iyong podcast journey. And I'm very happy to see you podcasting now and growing and continue promoting. Like, please keep it up.
I'm sure there's a lot of people, not just myself, but a lot of us will learn from you and from this experience that you've shared. So thank you for making time. And again, thank you, of course, as always, to Zencastr for this beautiful platform and for giving, you know, new updates every now and then, surprising us with a lot of new things. And I'm sure, sabi mo nga, may pa-surpresa pa. So I look forward to that. And of course, to my troopers, I just want to say thank you for joining us again in this special episode. Always remember, choose to be kind. Bye! Afterthought on the Military Family is a proud member of the Rumble Royale Podcast Network. Thanks for listening. If you are new here and enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast by tapping the bell to be notified of new episodes. This helps military families who want to live their best lives find the show. And if you would like to share your story, please connect with us through our Facebook page, Mommy Reg, and we would love for you to be part of the show. Remember, you are not alone. Until next time!